Welcome back to the Run Lift Mom podcast, where we're talking about running, lifting, and momming, not necessarily in that order. In this episode, I am going to explain what I've been up to on my podcasting break and also make the case for you to take a break yourself in order to be inspired and get more passion around whatever your thing is. So what have I been up to in the last couple of months? Well, a lot of running and lifting. I hope that you will look at the show notes because I'm going to link all of my race recaps from the fall there. I did a handful of half marathons. I PR'd my full marathon and I did an ultra, also some virtual races. I had a really busy racing season this fall. And of course, that lifting is part of my regular routine as injury proofing. So it was a really good running year for me. In the motherhood side of things, I went from being a stay-at-home mom to a working mom over the summer. I've got 4 kids under age 8 and they are all in school. So I went back to work full time. Getting used to being a working mom instead of a stay-at-home mom for sure. And then my husband has also recently retired from the military with 20 years of service. It is a wonderful thing, but a big transition for our family. And because we're glutton for punishment, we moved in the middle of all this. In my first month of working that new job, we moved our household from Fayetteville to Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. So we're on the coast now, and this is where we're going to plant roots for a while. I took the break from the podcast really just because I was crying uncle and something needed to go. That said, now that I'm reflecting about it, I know that taking a couple of months off from the show was absolutely the best thing I could have done for the show. Not only did it reduce my stress levels, it also helped me redefine the reason I do it. And then, guys, it inspired creativity. I'm excited about doing the podcast again. So this episode is part update, but then also part light bulb moment about that break. I know that you might not necessarily be a podcaster, but if I know the type of person that listens to this show, I know you've probably got a lot on your plate. I know that you are multi-passionate, and I want to encourage you to take a break as needed to get these benefits as well. So why should you take a break? Let's roll into these 3 things: improving your health, redefining your why, and then inspiring creativity. Why should you take a break? Number 1, to improve your health. I'm talking stress reduction here. Real talk, the body is designed to respond to short bursts of stress. All stress is not necessarily bad stress. The problem occurs when the stress is prolonged and the stress response is triggered repeatedly. Then that situation is chronic stress. You could get frequent headaches, you could get GI issues, you could get high blood pressure. And before you go thinking all these things are normal, consider the idea that most of us are usually under more stress than necessary. When your overall level of stress accumulates to a certain level, stress can snowball because you're constantly in a state of reactivity. At this point, even positive events, good things in your life, can feel overwhelming because they take energy to enjoy. You're responding to this fabulous thing from a place of anxiety, or maybe even worse, autopilot. So take a break to reduce stress and improve your health. Why should you take a break? Reason number 2, to identify why. This is not going to be some cheesy explanation about finding your why or the reason that you do something. Look, as much as I loved the Simon Sinek book, Start With Why, I actually think, quote, finding your why is a little played out these days. I blame the Instagram life coaches. Now, I want to propose this about your why or reason for doing something. It's probably changed, especially if you've been involved in your hobby for a long time. Can I use running as an example here? A lot of people get involved with running because they want to get healthy, maybe lose some weight, maybe even to compete in a specific race, a one-time event, or a run-the-year style goal. What happens when that goal is over? Or what if the original goal simply doesn't inspire you anymore? It could be that you still love the activity, in this case we're talking running, but you're doing it for a different reason. And that is okay. Ask yourself why. Just start with a clean slate rather than maybe what you originally identified. And then the number three reason to take a break, to inspire creativity. I'm going to use myself as an example here and go a little bit farther with the podcast, which is the reason for this episode. Now, when I started Run Lift Mom, I was involved in a direct sales company. I wanted a way to go deeper with my customers without forming a traditional Facebook VIP group. That's it. That's how Run Lift Mom began. I only ever thought a handful of people would listen to this show, so it's a total surprise to now get about 800 downloads an episode and to have made top 20 lists. It's bananas. The show itself has had its own journey. I mean, if you go into season one, episodes from 2019, you're going to find a lot of business and parenting topics. Around season three, that's when I decided to niche down and only stick to sports, mainly running and lifting. It was around this time that I started to get some really neat brand deals as a result of the podcast, so I pulled back from direct sales. Here's the thing about a passion project turning into a business. The passion part, it dwindles a bit. I'm ashamed to say this, but I started making decisions from a place of downloads as opposed to the original goal for Run Lift Mom podcast, to uplift others in the area of running, lifting, and motherhood. When you make decisions based on the wrong thing, you lose some of the creativity and some of the spark that made it special in the first place. When I took the break, I started having ideas again about show topics, guests I wanted to have on, and well, I started getting excited about doing this podcast again. I know it's because of the break. For me, the break inspired creativity. So with that, I am excited to announce the fourth season of Run Lift Mom is back on in 2022. It's going to be a little bit different this year. It's going to be every other week as opposed to weekly, and it's going to be a little less polished. I mean, real talk, every other week. Although I'm going to be doing some solo episodes just like this one, I'm really excited about the guests that I've secured. They're real women with amazing stories, and they're going to inspire you to go for it in the areas of running, lifting, and momming. And yes, we use momming as a verb around here. Until I get into your earpiece again, remember, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. That's from 1 Timothy 4:8, and this has been the Run Lift Mom Podcast.